This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Lok Sabha today passed the Kerala Alteration of Name Bill 2026. The bill seeks to change the name of the state of Kerala to Keralam in the first schedule of the constitution. A resolution in this regard was passed by the Kerala Legislative Assembly in June 2024. Speaking on the bill, Minister of State for Home, Nityanand Rai, said the Kerala Legislative Assembly had passed a resolution in 2024 requesting the centre to change the name of the state from Kerala to Keralam. He said the request in this regard was made because the name of the state in Malayalam is Keralam, while in the constitution it is written as Kerala. The lower house also passed the National Cooperative Development Corporation Amendment Bill 2026. Minister of State for Cooperation Muralidhar Mohol moved the bill, which aims to further amend the National Cooperative Development Corporation Act 1962. The bill allows the corporation to undertake its activities in industrial goods. Both the bills were passed without discussion amid uproar by opposition over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protests over the NEET matter. After completing the business, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day. Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha has taken up the Tribunals Reforms Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. Minister of State for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the bill. The bill aims to improve efficiency, ensure independence, transparency and uniformity in the qualifications, appointment of service of chairpersons and members of various tribunals, as well as the administration and functioning of the tribunals. Earlier, the upper house also witnessed continuous uproar over various issues. The NDA today held a march inside the parliament premises over alleged police action against students in Jharkhand. The MPs were also carrying placards alleging that the opposition is avoiding discussion despite the government's assurance that Home Minister Amit Shah is ready to respond to the student protests. The march took place after the NDA parliamentary meeting, Mangal Milan. Talking to the media, Union Minister Anupriya Patel said, despite the acceptance of their demands, opposition parties are not ready for discussion.
The government has accepted all the demands regarding the paper-related issues and has introduced a strict new law. The government has also repeatedly raised concerns regarding the Home Minister's speech. Our government has made it clear that the Home Minister should come to the Parliament and participate in a discussion. However, he is neither willing to listen to the concerns being raised nor ready to participate in the discussion. His sole aim appears to obstruct the functioning of the Parliament.
Congress MP Pawan Kheda alleged that the Home Minister was avoiding making a statement on the matter. In news just in, the Parliament has passed the Tribunals Reforms Bill 2026, with Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Supreme Court has clarified that its direction for immediate registration of FIRs in missing person cases applies to everyone, irrespective of age or gender. It ordered chief secretaries and police chiefs of states and union territories that have failed to comply to appear before the court and explain why contempt action should not be initiated. The matter will be heard on the 5th of October. Meanwhile, during hearing of another matter, the Apex Court asked the Election Commission to provide details of appeals decided so far by tribunals which were appointed to deal with the pleas of voter deletions during the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in West Bengal. In Ukraine, 9 persons lost their lives and several others are injured in overnight strikes by Russia. Russia's defense ministry said it struck defense industry and transport logistics targets in Kyiv and Zaporizhia. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for very heavy rainfall along with thunderstorms and lightning over Odisha during the next 2 to 3 days. Amid widespread monsoon rains in Himachal Pradesh, normal life has been affected. The Mandi-Kullu National Highway 21 has been blocked near Jhalogi due to shooting stones falling on the road. In Canadian Open tennis, former world number one Iga Swiatek of Poland stormed into the semifinals after registering win over Russia's Dina Schneider. The sixth-time Grand Slam champion will face Ukraine's ninth seed, Elena Svitolina. And that is the end of this news bulletin.